Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I need to go and get some pain relief.
What for?
For my neck, from that wig.
Hello and welcome back to On the Sofa with Jack P. Shepherd and Ben Price.
It's full KRP in Cincinnati now. Yeah. We've gone full guns. You're not even trying for the northern accent. You've gone, hello. Welcome to Whispering Jack Shepherd. Coming up is Love Train by the OJs.
Love Train.
That's what they call your show. And it's Jumpy Shepherd and the Love Train.
Oh. Well, we've missed a day, haven't we? Is it a day? Have we missed a day?
Well, this is the way we run it anyway, but we didn't do Sunday. We've given ourselves a bit of a break. Sunday was Coulson dressed up in a wig.
That was amazing.
Frightening. Not sure he suits that.
God, he looked funny.
He did.
Yeah.
Do you know what I love? You know when people start to wear a fancy dress outfit, and then after about 2 to 3 hours...
And then towards the end of the night...
Yeah, they forget, and it's ratty, and they've forgotten they're dressed. How he was just...
And they're having a full-on grown-up conversation in kitchen about politics or something, dressed as Rapunzel, talking to a fucking woodland elf or something.
That makes me piss.
Yeah,
funny. It makes me piss.
Absolutely.
Oh,
funny.
So we had that, didn't we? Then what was the drama on that day?
Oh, yeah, we had Coulson tried to nominate himself, didn't he? Put his ring in, put his name into the ring. Yeah, and Nikita took a bullet and said, I'll do it for you. But then I think Coulson was a little bit pissed off that nobody was sort of like coming forward with saying, what about my name, I'll do it, or short straws. I can't believe no one thought we'd just do that, or rock, paper, scissors.
Yeah, or who can run fastest round the garden? Tag. That would be mine. Or grandmother's footsteps. Let's just try that.
Yeah.
Or pile on.
Whoever fucking suffocates loses.
Whoever screams, we all pile on. Whoever screams is lost. Holding your breath. Something like that. What a stare contest. I think Coulson has had... I think he's already done in his head. He's like, I'm fine. If I went, I'm fine. Mm. Is he in the final? I couldn't work it out.
They haven't sort of said that. That's why I think everybody in the house was saying it's a potential final, because if the evictions have gone the way that they have been for the past week or two, it's been Tuesday and Friday night. So obviously they're not up. So they're thinking it finishes Friday. But I think there could be a few more surprises along the way.
I think there's got to be, isn't there?
They could pick a couple off before now and Friday, Tuesday and Friday.
Fern seems gutted. She did the snake. They've obviously tricked her with the Louis. I think if they picked anyone else...
Well, I think they always knew it was going to be Louis, regardless. Whoever, because they said, can a housemate come to the diary room? And they've been very clever. They put that over the tannoy when Louis was sat 18 foot away on the couch. So there were other housemates closer to the diary room, yeah?
Yeah.
And she went, all right, I'll go. They've labelled it St. Patrick's Day. And they've gone, how can we keep Louis Walsh in? We can't let him go on Tuesday, because if he's up for nomination on Tuesday, there's a strong possibility the public could vote him out, right?
Mm.
We need to keep him in. So they went, we'll do a game and we'll tidy it up so that you can eliminate someone straight away. And they went, you can bet your bottom dollar every single housemate will pick Louis, because they all have done. And it's an easy one.
Good point.
So they've gone, and because he's Irish, because it's St. Patrick's Day, we'll create a load of bullshit and we'll say, oh, what do you know, Louis, you're immune.
But what I loved about Louis taking that there was he's in the final of X Factor.
Yeah, he is.
He's literally thought in his head there, I've made the final.
Yeah.
I have made, not seeing the nature of the fix that everyone wanted him out. I've made the, I'm through to judges' houses. It's a formality.
It's a complete fix. I mean, in fairness to him, they've wanted to get their money's worth from him.
Yeah.
And he is entertainment value. He is.
His value, although after a while of him not making it, after a while, I suppose he is, you're right, he is value. He has a go at everyone, doesn't he?
Yeah. And watching him have a rambling rant about people who he thinks is talented or people who he thinks isn't, I fucking love that. I'm all for that.
Someone's been a snake. They've put a snake in my bed. I'm going to find out. I've been watching you.
Yeah.
I'm going to find out. And you think to yourself, you've all been watching because you've just been sat with each other, bored out of your head. They looked a bit bored today.
There's a few heads gone, though, isn't there, Ben?
Yeah. Yeah, there's a few heads gone. I'd have to say, as soon as you sit in that chair, it's the cry.
Because you're alone and it's quiet. And do you know what? It's that voice, that stranger's voice that goes, how are you? And you go, I'm fucked, you know.
Yeah.
I'm absolutely fucked.
I'm fucked. I can see a little segment on your radio show, The Love Train, when you just go, I've got a caller, it's Margaret. How are you, Margaret? That's how you'd introduce guests.
Yeah.
That's how I do it if we're on the show.
Coming up next, it's Cotton Eye Joe.
Yes, you just cut across it with a really fun song. Oh, that sounds awful. And here we go. Yeah. Yeah. Rocket Man. yeah, so, yeah, Fern was very upset. I think she'd felt, I get it, she felt a bit like she put herself on the line. Lewis hadn't gone. Mm. She's left. It's a dirty trick. She should have known that. She should have known that.
Yeah, but then go, oh, I'm up for nomination. They all want me out. And it's like, but look around. Four of you are up because
yeah,
there's only so many housemates to pick from.
It's a drama, isn't it? After a while, you go, it's all right.
Yeah.
Just put me up for eviction for something crap.
Yeah.
Like the firm put Colson up for eviction because he got a bad neck.
Yeah, that's weird. That's weird.
He complained of a bad neck from his wig. Although, I have to say, when he complained of a bad neck from his wig, I did think, what's what?
Yeah. It's that wig.
You've worn the wig? I
know, yeah. It made me laugh.
I need some medical attention. I've been wearing a wig too.
Yeah, but you don't nominate someone for that, do you?
No.
You just say to him, oh, fuck off, you're 25.
Yeah, come
and
on.
And then he'd probably just smile and go, yeah.
It'd be great on the show as if as soon as someone says something, you go, I'm nominating you. What for?
Yeah.
You've complained about a bad neck. That's what I'm using. I'm saying it to your face. You've got a bad neck. You're 25. You shouldn't have a bad neck. I'm nominating you. Someone drops an orange. I'm nominating you. You dropped an orange.
Yeah.
You just find a really crap excuse.
Yeah.
So we had the Pat St. Patrick's Day. We had the full bar. I don't think they're getting drunk, are they?
Couple of wines, maybe, but we're not really seeing what's in them. Oh, no, yeah, I think they had wine. They had some wine or Prosecco or something. But, yeah, I don't think they're really going for it, are they?
No. So who are we? We've got Marisha, Fern, Nikita,
ZZ.
Two must go.
I mean, David's been... Has David pretty much been nominated all the way, and did he just got one vote? He got the least amount
just
of
got
votes.
One vote.
I tell you what, he's the dark horse for me, David.
He's coming up. I legs think, 11.
Yeah, I think he is.
He's doing...
Bless you.
I sneezed. Ben, you're up for nomination. People have just sneezed. I don't like it. You're up for nomination. I'd love that. That's all I do all day. Someone did something... Oh. That Lou's bad. You're up for nomination.
Yeah, the Lou. I've gone in after Fern. Oh,
You're up for nomination. It would get to the point where people would be so annoyed by me. They'd go, well, we've heard all of Ben's nominations. You left the door open, nominated. You haven't washed your clothes, nominated. You haven't made your bed, nominated. So who's going, Jack? Who's going? Out of those four, who's the two you reckon are going to go?
The two that I'm going to think it'll be Marisha and Fern. That's who I think. I think the whole British versus American game playing of Big Brother is completely skewed.
Different.
It's different. It's not the British way to win.
Yeah.
We're a country where we... No. We just like taking part. We're not asked for winning. In fact, if you say you want to win, it's much cooler to say you want to lose. That's just the British way.
Yeah.
I think the American way is just, well, we're playing a game. I'll win. Thank you. But it just jars with us. We say, oh, no. You can't want to win. That defeats the whole object of the game.
Yeah.
So because she's just come out and gone, well, yeah... I get it. I am right in saying this. I think that's how the Americans really play Big Brother. I think they're all out to win it from like the off, but that's just not British.
It's not the way. It's not the way. You can't say you want to win.
No.
And actually, you have to almost go the opposite way.
Yeah, definitely.
I definitely don't want to win. They're in the final. It's the British way. I absolutely want to be voted out first. You're in the final. Because the Brits love keeping someone in who's going, no, I really do want to leave now. Yeah, yeah. Keep them in.
Keep them in. Like Louis.
Like Louis.
Yeah.
Like Louis. Yeah. Happy to go. Yeah. Keep him in. I think you're right. I think those two are going. I think that's it. We're done.
I think Fern might have cried last tear.
Yeah. I think so. Well, no. She's going to cry when she comes out.
Exactly. Yeah. But I just think it might be a bit too much.
It feels like that now. I almost feel like I want to cry.
But I get it. I get it. It's a long time in there. And you would. And we're only seeing, 40 minutes? With adverts, do you know what I mean? Yes. We're only seeing a little snippet of your day.
24 hours, Jack. 24 hours. I'd be making faces in the mirror.
Like Truman.
I'd just be talking to myself, yeah. Making faces in the mirror. Drawing pictures around my head, talking to myself. On a TV, pretending I was doing... I think it's the lack of stimulation.
Yeah.
And as you said, talking to the same people.
Yes.
About the same stuff. We've had some questions.
Oh, yeah, go on. We've not done this for a while.
We're back with that element. But bizarrely, we've had a question from Colson from Beyond the Big Brother House.
Oh, yeah, Beyond the Grave.
This is one he's done to us. So he's left us a question. So if... our producer Henry could play it, we can listen.
Hello again, you two. Big question, this. Big question. And I hope I know the answer, but we will see. My question is there anything I have done in my time in the Big Brother house that has made the two of you go, what the fuck is he doing?
Ooh, good question, Coles.
Good question, Coulson. Good question. He's looked into his crystal ball. Has he done anything that made us think, apart from doing the whole show, what the fuck is he doing?
For me, no.
I love that, the definitive. For me, no. On the love train.
I think he's carried himself very, very well.
I think he has. Only thing I'd say is the wig. Can't fault him. He's been flawless.
He just gets that given, though, the wig, doesn't it? But, yeah, maybe he's complaining about the neck or something. But I don't know. He's probably just slept funny. He's probably just missing Uncle Gary in bed.
Yes. Do you know what? That was the only time when I thought he was really, truly happy. when they write a textbook for how to win Celebrity Big Brother, I think you're going to refer back to Coulson 2024.
Yeah, the picture of him.
Yeah. This is the guy who played us all. Look at him now. He's got a bad back. No, he hasn't. Suddenly, you wait. His bad neck will suddenly go. If he wins it, it'll be like, yeah! No, my neck's fine. Yeah! Yeah, I don't think he's done anything bad. I think you're right, Jack. I think if you can come out of that show with everyone going, you're a nice guy.
Yeah.
Result. If me and you came out of that show, I don't think anyone would talk to us again.
No, definitely not.
I think they'd avoid us on the street.
You'd look mental because you're red and all.
I would have constructed something to keep me. Do you know what? The first thing I would have done is not being able to touch the floor of the garden. So you'd have to crawl around the walls and not touch the floor of the garden. I would have thought of millions of games or looked out to the window for hours and hours and hours. Can Ben come to the diary room? We've got another question, and it's Sally Pontronelli. Here we go. Now, she runs the deli. Mm. Just remember, guys, we haven't really talked about this, but we've got a huge Patreon community who've been sort of following the podcast for a long time, and they jump in with questions, and we also give them a job. So we give you a job when you become a Patreon member. But
it's not a real job. We have to kind of explain that then under the terms and conditions. We're not hiring people.
No, we're not giving you a job. You'd understand. It's a shit job. They're all shit jobs, made up jobs, but it makes us laugh. And actually, it makes our Patreon community laugh. But Sally runs the deli and I don't get on with it. I don't like her sandwiches, and I don't like a cold pasta. Hi, Henry, Jack, and Nemesis. I mean, Ben. I like it, Sally. I like it. Star, you mean to go on? She'd vote me straight off, Sally.
Yeah, straight every time.
Yeah, every time. I don't like Ben. I'm voting him off. Why? I don't like all of him. No one said that, have they?
Yeah, no one said that.
That would be great, wouldn't it?
He smells odd. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm. And who's your next nomination, Ben? My next nomination is Jack P. Shepherd. Why is that? All of him. All of it. The talk, the walk, his jokes, everything he eats,
face.
Everything. Yeah, face, eyes, ears, height. Hair, height, yeah, shoe size, all of it. So I'm voting for I hate all of him. And I'm going to continually do that till he leaves. And then what's great is you'd have to watch the nominations when you come out. Great, cringe. Right, here we go. I'm getting the impression that the UK and US Big Brother eviction process are very different. Here we go, Jack. This is jumping straight to your theory. On the US show, the house guests compete to be head of household for a period of time. The head of household nominates two house guests for eviction, and then a select group competes in the power of veto, which affords the opportunity for one of the nominated house guests to come off the block. Oh. If they do, the head of household has to choose a replacement nominee. Prior to the vote, there's much scrambling and campaigning as the nominees try to convince the other house guests not to vote for them, mainly by making promises they know have no intention of keeping.
I'm already confused.
I'm completely confused. Then, on eviction night, the house guests vote someone out. That sounds shit. That doesn't seem to be the way it's done in the UK Big Brother house. No, you just nominate and then the public vote you out.
Yeah.
Much easier. For those of us outside the UK, could you please explain how the evictions work?
We just did.
Yeah. You get put up by the people in the house, then public saviour.
Yeah.
That's it. And I think it's much easier that way.
It is, yeah. Rather, I mean, that sounds like fucking total wipeout or something.
I don't want to see people campaigning for an imaginary house.
No.
Please, if you vote for me, I'll wash the toilets for the next 4 weeks.
With my tongue.
We're only here for another 3 days. Exactly. So, we're getting close. I feel like, Jack, we're getting close to our final. That's what I feel now.
Yeah.
I feel slightly like we've done this journey with Coulson.
Yeah, it's been a commitment, hasn't it?
Yeah, every night. The watch, it's the record. And you've come along with us, all of you, and your tens of thousands now have come with us on this journey of semi-boredom, the highs and then the lows, and then tons of crying. So tomorrow, we're back again.
Ben, tomorrow, when we do our episode, we'll be back in studio. We won't be on the Zoom. And we'll be joined by a special guest, actually.
I love it. Is it Louis?
Their initials are E-S. No, I'm joking. I am joking. They're not really.
Who would it be if it was a
Ekin
yes?
Sue. That'd be mint.
Brilliant guest. Brilliant guest. That would be brilliant. Yeah, we've got a very, very special guest who's deeply invested into one Coulson, two Big Brother. So it's going to be, it's a fan type thing, but it's someone, when you listen, you're all going to know.
Yeah, so we'll be back tomorrow. And don't forget to follow us, by the way, on your podcast provider.
You get back to your radio station, okay, Jack.
Okay. Right. Good night.
Night.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.